This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 395 for Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are mostly higher on Tuesday morning, with the immediate July contract remaining limit up. The new crop months are mixed with gains in the more immediate positions. The July contract vaults $45 at $916.80 per ton. New crop November is up $3.40 at $739 per ton. Strong gains in the Chicago soy complex are backing off, but support for canola is still coming from increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Tight supplies for both old and new crop canola are underpinning values. Varying amounts of rain is in the forecast for the prairies over the next 5 days. Depending where in the region, about 15 to 50 millimeters is expected. After pushing well above 83 U.S. cents earlier, the Canadian dollar is at 82.95 compared to Monday's close of 82.77. Following yesterday's 1.7 million ton sale of corn to China, the United States Department of Agriculture reports a second large private sale, this one for 1.36 million tons of corn to China. Delivery is to be during the 2021-22 marketing year. The USDA issued its weekly crop progress report on Monday afternoon. As of May 16th, corn planted is at 80% complete for a 13-point gain on the week. As well, planting is 12 points above the 5-year average. Soybeans planted is at 61% finished, rising 19 points from the previous week and is far ahead of the average pace. The USDA says spring wheat planted is at 85% in the ground, up by 15 points on the week and 14 ahead of the average pace. Meanwhile, winter wheat conditions dip 1 point to 48% good to excellent. In Texas, their winter wheat harvest is already at 10% complete. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Tuesday. The immediate July soybean contract is down 7 cents at $15.81 per bushel. July soy oil is up more than a third of a cent at 60.32 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $4 at $4.10.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday morning, with the July contract up 9 cents at $6.62 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the July contract up a penny at $3.62. Wheat futures are also higher on Tuesday morning, with Chicago July gaining 11 cents at 7.10.5. Kansas City July rises 9 cents at 6.61.5. And Minneapolis July is up 5.5 cents at 7.20.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.